From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a moment, the music industry comes down on music downloaders. But first, the U.S. Supreme Court's now deliberating a case that may change political campaigns in this country because it's about politics and money. Yesterday, the court heard a very unusual 4 hours of argument during a very unusual summer session devoted to the so-called McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law. The law limits many aspects of campaign contributions, and many people argue that that is unconstitutional. Slate and Day to Day's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick, was in the court yesterday. She's with us today. Dahlia, first of all, why this special treatment, this early session for this case, and these long arguments that went on for, well, hours, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a four-hour argument, which is almost unprecedented in the court. The haste of the court hearing it had to do with both the fact that the law is now in effect, and it's going to affect the upcoming elections, and so there's a need to get it resolved in advance, and also because the act itself provides for fast-track review. The 4 hours was just, this is an incredibly complex piece of litigation that engendered 1,600 pages of appellate court opinion. There are multiple challengers to the act, and they each wanted their day in court, so there were 8 different oral advocates performing yesterday.
The issues, though, are the basic 2 issues are soft money and issue ads. Let's start with soft money. How did they frame that?
Well, as you know, soft money is unregulated donations that come into state and national parties instead of candidates, and they came into the tune of $500 million in the 2000 election cycle. And the two sides tended to frame them based on very core American values. On the one hand, the act's challengers talked about freedom, freedom, freedom of association, freedom of speech. Here's Justice Scalia quoting the First Amendment, which he did, by my count, 3 times yesterday.
To be very basic, let's start with the text. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. These laws abridge the freedom of speech, freedom of speech in some sense.
Now, on the other side, to counter the arguments about freedom, freedom, we had fairness, fairness, access, access, that the system is corrupt. And so here you have Bush's Solicitor General, Ted Olson, defending the law and talking about fairness and access for the little guy instead of corporate domination of the system.
For a century, with the overwhelming support of the public, Congress has struggled to curb the corrupting influence of corporate, union, and large unregulated contributions in federal elections. Time and time again, this court has agreed that achievement of that goal is critical to avoid erosion of public confidence in representative government to a disastrous extent.
All right, Dahlia, that's soft money. Let's go on to the arguments about issue ads and remind people that the intention of the law was to ban advertising that masquerades as an interest group speaking out on an issue that's important to it. But critics say actually these ads are not about interest groups. They're about specific political candidates. These are political ads.
That's right, Alex. There was a massive loophole in the law that essentially allowed corporations and union to spend lots and lots of money on ads that looked like they were about issues, but they were advocating a certain candidate. They just didn't say the magic words, vote for X. McCain-Feingold tries to stop those ads, and again, it turned into a long afternoon's argument about free speech, freedom to associate, and on the other side, can we make this process fair so that the airwaves are not dominated by a handful of wealthy voices?
So how is the court struggle coming out on this? What do you think after watching the justices yesterday?
Well, the most striking thing that happened yesterday was that Chief Justice Rehnquist, who's tended to be sympathetic to these kinds of reforms, has done a complete reversal and now wants absolutely nothing to do with campaign finance reform. So I think he's going to vote with Scalia, Thomas, and Kennedy to overturn this law. The question, of course, then is O'Connor, as it always is these days, and she was almost mute yesterday. She was not letting on how she was going to go. My guess is this is going to be a 5-4 or a 4-4-1 decision, and O'Connor's going to be the deciding vote again.
Analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia. And when do you think we're going to get a decision on this?
Well, we're told that we'll have a decision by the end of the calendar year.
All right. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure.